And look, they need to play even better than not only that game, but here tonight. It's going to be that tall of an order there in Columbus, but have a lot to be proud about, and they just need to continue these positive plays and an all-around positive effort in Columbus.
All right, we're going to let you just relax here for a minute so you have more time with the Lexus. I just have one thing to say. Well, you heard some hockey here. Still one more left on the trip. Columbus, no day at the beach. Of course, there isn't an easy game in the NHL. We know that, but we're going to be on the air Saturday, the 14th. It's a 3:30 Pacific time pregame show, 4 o'clock play-by-play. Ducks in Columbus to end the trip. One final word before you join her.
Well, this is the way the Anaheim Ducks team needs to play, right? And look, they just need to sit back after this one and go, you know what? We didn't get what we set out to get, and that's the 2 points, but we need to learn from this. And that's what it takes to even keep it close against a very competitive team in the National Hockey League, right? They shouldn't have anything to be upset about. They need to immediately turn the page and bring a very similar game, an even better game than the one out on display here in Toronto and Columbus, because that's what it's going
to
take.
All right. Look forward to your post-game show, and fans will join you from Columbus on Saturday. Again, the final 3-2 Toronto over the Anaheim Ducks. Thanks for listening, and we'll be with you in a couple of nights, and hopefully the Ducks can gain 2 points before they head home for a long homestand. That's it. Final score again, 3-2 Toronto. You've been listening to the broadcast on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Make your next Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll be helping make a difference in our communities. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information.
The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water returns on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park and Irvine. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Yeah. Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show right here on DuckStream. Your Anaheim Ducks falling on the road here tonight to the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2, the final. A much better effort from this team here tonight as they close out this back-to-back. Emerson Needham is in Toronto joining me now on the postgame show. Emmer, we definitely saw more jump in this team tonight. They were playing harder. They were skating harder. Unfortunately, not able to get one more to tie the game up and force overtime.
But even on the when Lukáš Dostál was eventually pulled, it took some time due to a couple of bad bounces and sustained pressure by Toronto. So want to typically pull the netminder anywhere 2 and above, 2:30, maybe even more ideal, but didn't quite get that luxury. It goes down to about a minute left in the game before Lukáš Dostál gets pulled. And, look, I like the effort. They were trying to compete and come out with that puck in that near side corner there. They weren't able to get really anything generated besides that great entry from Troy Terry. But, once again, it just matches the effort that they showed throughout the rest of the hockey game. And, as I mentioned, Steve signed off there, this should be a learning game for the Anaheim Ducks, and it just really letting them know that this is what it takes. This is this kind of effort that we put on display here tonight is the type of effort, win, lose, and draw, that we'll have to have each and every game from this point on. So I thought it was a great performance. Lukáš Dostál played great. And really, everyone was just, they were moving their feet more. And really, Jackson Lacombe, what a game. He was just moving his feet, great entries. Obviously, wasted no time getting that shot on his goal in, which we'll talk about here in a second. But, look, this is a I think this is a step in the right direction for this Ducks hockey team.
Definitely against a very competitive team who is also very good at home. The Leafs improved to 13-4 at home at Scotiabank Arena this season. So let's get into the highlights. The first period, Max Pacioretty getting the first goal of this game, 6:57 into it.
Here's Nylander for Toronto. Drops it back. McCabe shoots. Screen in front. Rebound. They score. Dostal made the initial save with his pad. Puck came free in front. And it was backhanded in. And getting the goal for the Toronto Hockey Club. Guy that knows how to score goals, Max Pacioretty.
Pacioretty ended the night with 3 points. He was also plus +3, Emmer.
Yeah, no, he was lights out in the game. Great backup game as well, but he found a dead spot. I remember William Nylander on his in the offensive zone on the near side. He missed the initial attempt, but he had a spinorama pass to the far side and the weak side that was unbelievable. It was a nice 50-foot pass, but just his ability to find that dead spot, just wait patiently in the background, and able to get a quality shot off. He thinks at a high level, and it's just a testament to him how many years he's been doing this and playing such high caliber hockey. Even though he's run into injury trouble here these last few seasons, I think it's safe to say he's back and playing as good as he previously has played.
You said, Emerson, how big of a game Lukáš Dostál had here tonight. He started the game with a really big save on Austin Matthews early after the Ducks turned the puck over in their own zone.
The old Carlson there kicks it, but it's held in by the Leafs. Marner a drive from way out high slot, bouncing off the backboard. Ducks will get it in transition. They turn the puck over, turnaround shot, now in front. Oh, there might be the best save for Dostal. Point blank by a guy who knows how to score goals, Austin Matthews, off to the side of his crease, and Dostal keeps them off the board.
If you're Dostal, he is not someone you want to see coming at you with the puck.
No, that's for sure. And speaking of that, I mean, he had a great pass. He was pressured by two Toronto Maple Leafs players at a certain point, and he just calmly moved up to Radko Gudas despite that pressure. So his best moments come under duress and under attack, under pressure, and no surprise there.
And Toronto kept getting their chances in the first. William Nylander getting the next one for them, extending their lead to nothing.
Puck is cleared by the Anaheim Ducks. Down to 6 seconds left to kill on the minor penalty. To Gudas. Toronto regroups, and the penalty time has expired. Gudas will sail over to the Anaheim Ducks bench in a hurry. Here come the Leafs. Pacioretty centers it, and they score! How did that happen? Nylander will be congratulated on a loose puck which got by Lukáš Dostal, and it's a shame because you just killed a penalty, and now you give up a goal like this.
That was a difficult goal for the Ducks to take there early.
Yeah, and it's one that the Ducks can take notes on as far as differentiating and scoring ability. Right there, Nylander kicks it out to the far side, and he drives. And he doesn't just drive and then get boxed out. No, he goes to the inside and able to get in front of that one in order to get a stick on that. It wasn't the initial tip, but it was the deflection in air. What a play. He must have had 10 high-danger scoring opportunities tonight. I mean, he was always involved, just getting in the thick of things, and there's no reason why that's the reason why he's such a high-production player when it comes to the stat department.
Very skilled player in Nylander. 2-0 in the first period. Frank Vatrano, though, getting the Ducks on the board on the power play with 15:56 seconds into the period.
Here's Troy Terry, stick handling in. Ducks need a goal here late in the period. 4:06 to go in it. Vatrano in, shoots, scores! Frank Vatrano gives Anaheim a power play tally. It's a 2-1 Toronto lead now.
A big time bomb by Frankie V. Wow, just over goaltender Anthony Stolar's right pad. Boy, for not a one-time shot, he gets that off in a hurry. A great high to near side flank pass, and he rifles one far side right over the pad. It's now a 2-1 game.
You love to see Frank Vatrano scoring on the power play once again.
Oh, he's just, it's slowly coming, right? Like, it's just, he's getting better and better just having that nose for the net once again. It's just a slow start for the goal scoring for Frankie Vatrano, but it's coming more consistently, and he's getting that touch back. Things are connecting more, and it's most prevalent, even more so on any chances 5-on-5, but I see him connecting the most either on the one-time opportunities on that flank or, as he just did on that shot, catch and grab and a release there. I mean, what a play, and I look forward for more of those type of goals to come.
Hopefully there is more coming, maybe even in the next game on Saturday for the Ducks. So after one period of play, 2-1 score, we moved into the second. Toronto extended their lead. Another goal by Pacioretty, 3-1. However, the Ducks weren't done. Jackson Lacombe gets the next one, a really good shot through traffic.
Here's Tanev trying to clear it out. Can't. Ryan Strome with it now. Shoots, and that's blocked by Nyes. Gets it again. A shot. Another save there by the Toronto goaltender. Then they score! Jackson Lacombe let the shot go. It might have been directed in front of the net. And it could be Troy Terry. Or I'm going to guess it is Lacombe. And it's now a one-goal lead for Toronto.
That was a great goal by Jackson Lacombe. And just like you said, Emerson, I mean, he had such a good game.
Yeah, and that goal right there just showed where his mindset was. He wasn't at the blue line. He was just at the top of the circle there, right in the slot, right in the middle. And that just shows how into it he was offensively. He was active. He was hungry. He wanted to make an impact. And that wasn't just in around the goal area. It started in his defensive zone. I thought he made some great plays out of the pocket just by moving his feet, not throwing the puck away, not playing hot potato out there. He kept possession of the puck and wanted to be a difference maker and wanted to do something with it every time he got it. And right there was a prime example. Just nothing pretty about it. Just short, simple, gets it on net, and some good traffic in front for that tuck.
Three shots on goal for Jackson Lacombe tonight. 2 points for him. The Ducks would eventually fall in this one. Not much action in the third on the end of goals or anything like that. So the final score, 3-2. Emerson, I want to talk about the third line here tonight with Robbie Fabbri coming back into the lineup. What was noticeable about him and how well McTavish looked in this one?
Well, the most successful part of this season so far for the Anaheim Ducks was early on, right? Right out of the gate, hovering and even over 500 there early on. And a lot of that had to do with the performance of Robbie Fabbri. And if he wasn't scoring, he was always on the forecheck. So to have one more player that was able to get up in the play, move their feet, trying to get on the inside, he finishes each and every check he has the opportunity to do so. I just thought he made his presence felt by, once again, not so much getting on the score sheet, but just moving his feet and just wanting it. And I think it was infectious. I just think maybe not solely him, but a couple different factors just on the mindset of being relentless, a lot more hungry. This was a prove-it game for the Anaheim Ducks, and although that they didn't come up,
they keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
All right, we're back with this post-game show talking about this game for the Anaheim Ducks here tonight in Toronto. A 3-2 loss for the team. They really have struggled to win on this road trip, 0-2-1 on that end. Of course, the one overtime game, that shootout loss on Monday in Montreal. But the last game, obviously last night, a loss in Ottawa, but a much better game in Toronto here tonight to get the team ready for their final road game on Saturday of this trip. Let's get to the text line now. Daniel from Corona. Wow, did that game have my blood pumping? It seems like we play so much better against good teams and can't find that same energy against the others. Trying to stay optimistic as the season goes on. Well, I like that you're trying to stay optimistic, and that's how it should be, because we see these spurts of really good play by the Ducks and against a really good team, like you said here. And it's exciting to see when the team is connecting, when they're looking more like a complete team. So I think that, yes, it is still early in the season and there is still a lot of room for growth with this young group. And there's been some moments where it's been a bit more exciting to watch at the end of November. And then there's been some moments here in this early part of December that's been a little bit more difficult. But tonight was a step in the right direction overall. This Toronto team, I mean, they're now number one in the Atlantic Division with 38 points. They're the leaders. They're tied with the Florida Panthers, but they jumped ahead there. Actually, they have the exact same record, so they just have them listed first on the NHL.com here. But yeah, they're a good team. The Ducks have faced a lot of good teams recently, and it's good to see them competing against teams like these. Obviously, going back to last week, tough losses to the Golden Knights and the Wild, two very good teams in the West. But to compete in Toronto in a building that's hard to play in, the Ducks have really struggled in Toronto their last number of seasons playing in Toronto. It was an overall good effort from the team, and you just wanted to see them tie it up. They had some chances. I particularly think about that chance from Alex Killorn late in the game. He's at the net front, just couldn't quite settle the puck. It looks like Wohl got the puck maybe off his stick there. And unfortunately, the Ducks not able to capitalize on that late chance. Also, like Emerson said, it took them a while to get it going late in the game when the time was trickling down. They needed to step it up, put more pressure in the zone, just get down there. But Toronto was not letting up, and they did a good job kind of keeping the Ducks back on their heels there late in the game. Another text that we got here read from Buena Park. The Ducks possessed the puck better and battled, got second opportunities and had scoring chances, but the finish and execution just weren't there. I was hoping for one more power play. Yeah, the power play has been a bright spot. We'll talk about that. Jackson Lacombe looked really good tonight, and defending plus gap control was much better than in Ottawa. Agreed. But they lost critical battles in the middle of the ice early on again, which have led to early deficits. The Ducks are constantly chasing the game, and with scoring two or less goals lately, it is no formula for success. Yeah, let's dive into this a little bit more. The Ducks did definitely possess the puck a lot better. They had longer sustained ozone time tonight. Felt like last night they were just really struggling to get any puck possession in that game. The execution and the finishing, something I just talked about, for example, with Killorn's chance that he had late in the game. It's almost been a storyline this season. We've seen so many of these really grade A chances for this team. They're at the net front. There's a wide open net, and they've struggled to finish. And the thing that's a little baffling to me is it has been some of the veteran guys that have struggled to finish. It's not like it's been some of these younger guys. We've seen it from Strom. We've seen it from Vetrano, Killorn. It's some of these veterans, which I'm not saying it's all of them, but it's a mix. But in particular, some of these chances that stick out in my mind have been the veterans, and they know better. They know they have to finish those chances. And that's what keeps the Ducks in the game, obviously. So, yeah, the team's got to work on execution in those high danger scoring chance opportunities, because they have to score on some of those chances. The power play looking good once again tonight. Happy with the way that's been looking. One for one in the one chance that they got. Simon Benoit taking the penalty, a former Duck and someone that we had the chance to get to know on Duck Stream prior to his departure from Anaheim. Great guy, and happy that he's found a home in Toronto, been playing pretty well with them since he joined the team. Talk about Jackson Lacombe. We did with Emerson, and he just looked great. I mean, you know, he goes out of the lineup. He has to observe. He comes back in. He looks great, and it's almost like it gave him a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. Makes me curious how Olin Zellweger is going to respond from not playing, being a healthy scratch here tonight. We knew going into this one that that decision, it was a coach's decision, but a bit puzzling to me, myself personally, and Emerson and I talked about it in the pregame show. The Ducks, though, a lot better defensively tonight overall, and I mean, Toronto has their stars, and the Ducks knew that they were going to have their hands full with them. However, as we heard, Toronto's game plan has kind of changed a little bit under their new head coach, Craig Berube. So with their more defensive structure and playing more defense rather than just their high-powered offense that we'd always see, they look a little bit like a different team, to be honest. And it was interesting watching them and just how much they pressured the Ducks late and how much they relied on that defensive structure late, which, of course, you're going to have that, especially when you go down when the other team pulls their goaltender. So that, to me, was a bit of a change in Toronto. We knew that going into this one. But for the Ducks tonight, definitely a better effort. Still some things that they need to work on, and going down early, unfortunately, is starting to hurt them once again. I mean, down only by a goal after the first. That power play late in the first period was a saver for the Ducks. I really think that gave them the momentum they needed at least to start the second period, because if they were down 2-0 after the first, would have probably been bad news based on what we saw after last night's first period when it was 3-0 after the first. So definitely some improvement, but want to see more, want to see that more consistent, better start. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up this post-game show. We'll be right back.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
what
he
all of
is.
Your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN
nosotros.
Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in. The all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
Casey. I can buy myself flowers. Come down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Hey,
I heard from.
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Then from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Welcome back to the post-game show. We're going to share some of the stats from this one here tonight in Toronto. The final score, obviously, 3-2, but the Ducks outshot once again. They had 28 shots. Toronto, 33. The Ducks, majority of their shots, back-to-back games now coming in that second frame. Kind of when they get their momentum late in the first, they turn it on in the second. As I was saying before the break, got to see that turned on earlier in these games. The Ducks, 15 shots in that second period, 8 in the first and 5 in the third period. You want to see them shooting a bit more, but they weren't getting the amount of chances they needed late in the game. Finished in the faceoff circle, 42.4%, better than last night. And Mason McTavish led the team on that end. After the first period, he was 4-3 in faceoffs. Two periods, 60%. So good on that end. He ended at 55% in the faceoff circle. So the Ducks needed someone to lead there, and he was that person here tonight. Power play, perfect, 1-for-1. Great to see that for Rich Klune and his return back to Toronto. That's an area, of course, I mentioned in the pregame show that he's been running this season. His first time going back to Toronto since he joined Anaheim. So it had to be a good feeling that his power play was working there tonight. And didn't get another chance. We were hoping for that, but Toronto stayed disciplined because they saw what the Ducks' power play looks like after the first one and didn't take any more penalties. Really not a lot of penalties at all in this game. It was a very evenly played game on that end. Not a whole lot of hard hits in this one. And on the end of hits, the Ducks did have 22, which is a little bit on the lower end from their recent games. Toronto only 16. Just a back and forth game there. Ducks had 16 block shots, Toronto only 10. The Ducks, though, 20 giveaways. That's something I mentioned on that early goal, or not on the goal, rather the Austin Matthews chance that was point blank on Lukáš Dostál. It was a turnover in the Ducks' own zone by Leo Carlson, and you just can't have that happen, especially with the talent that Toronto has. I mean, you can't have that happen any night, but that kind of play, really dangerous, and puts Dostal in a very vulnerable position, but he did his job. Dostal stood tall there, and great save from him in this game here tonight. He finished 30-for-33 in the net, and I'm not sure if it was mentioned on our broadcast, but after the first period with Anthony Stolarz left the game, he did not return. Lower body injury, or lower body did not return, and that's why Joseph Woll ended the game, played the rest of the game for Toronto in the net. So the Ducks now, in looking at where they're at in the Pacific Division, honestly, it's getting to a point now where you need points as a team, and you got to find a way to get some points. They were able to, of course, in that game on Monday in Montreal, but these losses are starting to pile up this month of December, and they've been difficult, obviously, for the team to really gain any momentum here. That was something I had talked about with Ryan Strome not too long ago, how important finishing off the month of December strong was going to be. And I think that they're still working to find that balance. It's been a struggle on this trip, and hopefully they can finish it off strong in Columbus, because there really is an opportunity for them to get a win on Saturday, a Columbus team that they're doing better than maybe was expected for them. 27 points on their season. They are at the bottom of the Metropolitan, but you look at the teams in the Metropolitan, two of the top teams in the East overall, the Devils and the Capitals, they've been having great seasons. So the Blue Jackets right now, 5-4-1 in their last 10 games. When they're at home, they're pretty good. They've only lost 4 games at home. So overall, going to be a good chance for the Ducks, though, to end the road trip on a high note. Then they have a few days off. They travel back to SoCal, have a few days off, get it together for their next two at home next week. So that game on Saturday against Columbus, it's a 3:30 pregame show, 4 o'clock puck drop. So another early game. Join us on your Saturday afternoon, early evening, right here on DuckStream. We'll have the pregame coverage for you at 3:30. If you want to stick around, though, tonight and listen to this replay against Toronto, you can after the break. Otherwise, like I said, join us on Saturday, 3:30 pregame show. And thank you so much for tuning in to DuckStream's postgame show, powered by TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T. Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music. The stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn's coffeehouse station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive coffeehouse station. Just search coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Support comes from UCI Health,
home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.